Good morning. It's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka, and some of the Goldberg variations, which you can hear today, 12:30, at Herrick and Centennial Hall, performed by my guests, Scott Rawls from the University of North Carolina, the Greensboro campus. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Violist and violinist Kurt Nikkanen, who's the concertmaster of the New York City Ballet Orchestra. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning.
This is a really beautiful piece of music. You guys can't hear it because you're not wearing headphones, but I think...
Sad to say.
I think the audience at Herrick and Centennial Hall at noon or 12:30 today is going to find this to be a very sort of peaceful show.
It's quite a journey, the Goldberg Variations. I think they will enjoy it.
What do you mean by a journey?
You know, it's a very long and involved set of variations. In fact, an aria and 30 variations. So, you know, we don't take all the repeats, but still it's a good 40, 45 minutes.
Oh, and it's 45 minutes uninterrupted music?
It is. That's correct.
Wow. Is that, is it because it's... because it's Bach and it's orderly and organized, is it restful for you to play, or do you have to kind of stay in one step ahead of him?
Kurt, would you say it's restful?
I think it would be a mistake to assume that it's restful for us. We have to be on our toes almost constantly because every variation starts in a different character and a different tempo. Starts with a different combination of instruments, and there's just a lot to remember. And it lulls you into a kind of sameness just because the whole piece is in G major. You know, it never modulates out except for the couple of variations in G minor. And so you kind of get into this zone after about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes of variations going by where anything can happen.
And often does.
you're kind of smiling with the sort of an experienced look on your face right now.
Well, I've taken the journey a few times, okay. And the wonderful thing, the piece is so many layers involved that the experience is always very different. And of course, playing it with my wonderful colleagues, with Kurt and with Zul, it's a very special journey.
All right. And it's absolutely free today at 12:30. And then tomorrow evening and Saturday, you guys are going to be performing, it looks like, Beethoven and Schubert and Prokofiev. Am I close? And Brahms?
Prokofiev.
Yes. An interesting program, probably pulled together by artistic director Zul Bailey, who unfortunately can't join us this morning. But how did you guys... connect with Zul? How did you get connected with the festival, Kurt?
Well, I've known Zul for quite a long time now. We used to play together quite a bit, beginning in the 90s when we were out of school. Played a lot of piano trio music with Nava Perlman, Itzhak Perlman's daughter. And we have so many experiences touring and playing together over the years. So it was natural when he assumed the directorship of this festival. I came out, I guess, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. or two or three summers ago. And it was just, I was so struck by the unique beauty of this place. And so I was hoping to come back. And now, thankfully, here I am.
All right. And Nava Perlman is going to be...
And she's coming.
Coming as well.
Quite soon, yeah.
I didn't know Itzhak Perlman had a daughter. I didn't know that she was...
Quite a few.
She was a renowned mm-hmm. pianist. I saw Itzhak Perlman play once in Jackson Hole. Just one man, one violin, about 500 people, and just blew the roof just right off the building.
Yeah.
It was really amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing her perform in Sitka. How about you, Scott? What's your Zul Bailey story?
The Zul connection. We met when Zul came to as guest artist to play with the Greensboro Symphony. And our director, Dmitry Sitkovetsky, happens to be the musician who transcribed the Bach that we will play today. So he came to play Strauss's Don Quixote, and being principal of the orchestra, my role is Sancho Panza. So I was Sancho to his Quixote. So that's how we met. So some plans were made before he left Greensboro to play some chamber music, which we did last January in Texas. So I'm just very, very happy to be here in Sitka playing in the festival and enjoying your beautiful town.
And it's your first time, right?
It is.
It's a long way to fly to play chamber music and still be in your own country. Right?
It's about as far as I could have gone, I think, yes. No, I'm very happy to be here.
You're going to be, how long are you going to be with us in Sitka, Scott?
Until the weekend. I fly home on Sunday.
Okay. We have a few minutes. We sort of talked about the Bach as a journey. What about the music you'll be playing on Friday and Saturday? What's our short synopsis of how what we should be sort of looking for in these string pieces, the Beethoven and the Schubert?
Well, the string piece on the program is the Beethoven, the Opus 8 Serenade. It's one of five string trios that Beethoven wrote. I think string players, I believe Kurt might agree when I say that the trios, Beethoven is really cutting his teeth, as far as writing, looking to write his first string quartet, which was written a number of years later. All five of the trios predate any of the quartets, which perhaps is most remarkable string chamber music output. But the Serenade, again, a pretty substantial work, multi-movements, six movements, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm.
I think that's right.
And it's, the Serenade form, I think, just meant to be, it's not as light as, say, a divertimento may be considered, but a combination of, just large form, sonata form movements to dance movements, minuets, and so it's much... perhaps would be considered lighter than the Bach that we'll hear later today.
And when you say Beethoven is cutting his teeth, how old is he at this stage of the game? Do we know?
Well,
I don't know. Is Opus 8?
27.
Yeah, he's a young man.
1797.
Not a kid, but not the mature Beethoven of the string quartets yet.
Still considered early Beethoven.
Okay. And there's also sort of a connection. I mean, Beethoven was playing in an era when Sitka was just sort of setting up its current
configuration. That's right.
Kind
of the earliest days of what we now know as Sitka, really just about the same date as the composition of this serenade. So it's interesting. Just gives one pause to think about what was going on in Vienna and then here across the world. Yeah, very different events.
Yes, a clash of cultures.
Absolutely.
Here, and some fierce and lovely music being written over in Europe.
Truly.
Kurt, I wonder if you're going to make Sitka kind of a regular part of your
I would love to.
Existence.
I absolutely would love to. I mean, there's so many things that are unique about it. I mean, from the natural standpoint, but also from the musical standpoint, I've really never played at a festival with such a sense of community anywhere in the world, large or small. I mean, it's really amazing how the musical experience, and I mean, our cafe concert last night is a case in point. I mean, that was so much fun.
It really was.
And I mean, having people just right on top of you, and just it was such a warm and enthusiastic crowd, too. And also just, it's more about sharing the whole personal experience than it is about, the formality of the concerts but still maintaining, I think, an exceptionally high standard of musical integrity because of the guests Zul brings. And, of course, it's always great to play with Zul as well. So, yes, I hope to be coming back for many more years.
All right. Well, I think Zul has often said in this when he's been sitting in these chairs, that chamber music was meant to be performed in these kinds of intimate settings.
Right.
I mean, when we're sneezing from the rosin, that's when we're close, you know, that's when we're close enough. And I think the Sitka Festival is definitely carrying that tradition forward. Once again, my guests, Scott Rawls and Kirk Nikkanen, violist and violinist respectively, will be performing with Zuul Bailey at 12:30 today in a free concert at Harrigan Centennial Hall. They'll be doing the Goldberg Variations, transcribed for strings, Bach's Goldberg Variations. And then they'll be also be performing in regular festival concerts tomorrow evening and Saturday evening at Harrigan Centennial Hall. There's a pre-concert conversation, 6:45 p.m., and the performances begin at 7:30. You can go to sitkafestival.org for complete information and tickets. Scott Rawls, Kirk Nikkanen, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.